So glad and thankful to be alive today that I can worship God. And there's only one way to worship Him, Brother Paul. And I'm glad you're here. I love you probably more than you'll ever know. I'm sorry for things that have happened the way they've happened. But it rains on the just and the unjust.
Yeah, it does.
We're not going to get through this world without any problems. Things are going to happen to us, Cease. We're going to have problems. We're going to be in trouble. But I know this, Brother Junior, that God is far superior to any of our problems. That we don't turn to Him like we should, Brother Columbus. We don't give Him the liberty in our lives that we should give Him. Somebody said, you mean you have to give Him liberty in your life? You absolutely do. God will not make you serve Him. God will not make you serve Him. It has to be your choice. It has to be your choice, Brother David, Brother Johnny, for God to serve you, and for you to serve God. I can't make that choice for you, neither can you make it for me. But God is willing and able to serve you, and we'll serve Him. But you have to give Him that liberty to come in. Brother John, you have to give Him the liberty to let Him come in and sup with you. And He'll sup with you. I hope and pray just for a moment of time that God would bless me. I have a song in my heart, mostly because probably Brother Paul, I don't know. But I want to sing it if God will bless me too. And I don't even know that I can, but if God will, I will. And if He don't, I can't. That's just the way it is. And you all pray for me. I may not even be able to find it. Sometimes, Brother Junior, I don't even know how to go out and come in. I just don't know anything sometimes. I just don't understand everything that I should understand. And I don't know, Brother. This preaching business is so tough on me. It's just something I've never been able to comprehend and never been able to understand. And you all pray just a minute, and I'll try to find this song if I can and do the best I can with it. Haven't sang it in a while. I sang it to Brother Paul, but I haven't sang it in a while, and I want to sing it. And you all pray. You've been my friend for so long. You were right, and I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I'll it up to you, Lord. Oh, heaven is yours, Lord. Take my life and make me what you'd have me be. I'm your child, and you're my father. I'm the clay, and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. For I treasure all my dreams, all of this I'm sure you've given me. When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile. Let come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's only Son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. It's our favorite part, Brother Paul. Now when my time has come to go, and I'll troubles here below, and I hear the angels gently calling me as I leave this world below. You hear me shouting as I go, Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I'll add to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life and make me what you'd have me be. I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Can you say that? I can, Sister Betty. I can say he's the best thing that ever happened to me. I can say that Brother Paul, when he calls my name, I'm going to answer him. I'm ready to go, Brother Paul. I listen to the radio sometimes, and I'm just waiting for my ride. That's all I'm doing. I'm just waiting for my ride, Brother Lloyd.
That's right.
It'll pretty soon be here.
Yeah.
My ride will pretty soon be here. I'm going to get to go home, my brother. What a day it'll be when my ride arrives, Brother Columbus. Just a waiting on my ride. Are you waiting on your ride today? I'm waiting on my ride. Brother Everett, it's going to be a cloud coming.
Amen.
And that ride, my granddaughter asked me yesterday, there was one thing I took out of Mom's house after she died that I wanted. And I took it. I let everyone else choose what they wanted. And this was left over. An old iron bed. And I took that old iron bed, and I remember Mama and Papa's old iron bed was painted black. You remember that, Junior? And I took all the pains I could with it. I couldn't get it down to where I wanted it. It'd been a year, years old, and I painted it black and made a dresser, painted it black and a chest. Put it in the room. And my little granddaughter went in yesterday and she said, I like the bedroom suit, Papa. Where did it come from? I said, well, the old iron bed is the one that Granny slept in. She said, where's Granny sleeping now? And I said, she's sleeping in the clouds now. White and fluffy, just as soft as they can be. But she wanted to know where Granny was sleeping now. Just like a little baby would. Where's Granny at now? Granny's happy now, Brother Paul. He's happy now and resting from her labor. So sometime soon, Brother Junior, the ride's going to come. I'm going to get on the ride. Brother Carl, you're going with me, aren't you? How many wants to go with me? Every one of you, I want to go. How many of you want to go? I don't hear very. I want to go. Every one of us wants to go.
Amen.
I hope God will bless me for a few minutes of time. Bless me to preach for you. This is a rarity, but I don't do this very often. But Brother Johnny, I love you, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that today you can be called Papaw for the first time, and I prayed hard for Candy and for all of you. And you're in for some abrupt change, Brother Johnny, you don't even know about yet. But I want you to know that your heart won't belong to you no more, and Sister Jeannie won't be your total wife anymore as she used to be, because Papaw and Mamaw will be totally different. Them little children have a way of taking your time and stealing your heart away, and boy, it's great. It's absolutely fantastic. And I thought of Brother Lon. He told me, he said, when my first grandbaby was born, he said, you don't know what it's going to be like. And I didn't. So I took her yesterday after she looked at that bedroom suit, and I took her out in my little building, the little workshop that I work in sometimes, and I said, I made something for my firstborn granddaughter, and I want your approval for that, and what would you want it, what color would you want it, and everything. And she went out and she said, yes, Papa, I want that. I made her a dresser and a chest, and I want her to have that. She told me what color she wanted it and everything, and she's my first granddaughter, and she's a little special. And somebody said, well, is there a special one? But they're all special, but the first one is something that you just don't never forget. You don't never forget it, Brother Tobe. It's just the first one. And I hope God would bless me for a minute of time, but I remember when Jesus was sitting around one time, and they was all hungry, Brother Fred, and there was a little lad come to him, and they began to wonder, what are we going to feed all these people, Brother Monroe? And they were beginning to wonder, but here come this little lad along, Brother Johnny. This didn't happen to come. He was coming for a reason, Brother. And you know what? He had something, did he not, Brother Columbus? He had something in his hand, did he not? And was carrying it. And I believe he had a little fishes, don't you, Brother? And I believe he had some loaves of bread, Brother. And Brother Fred, and you know, just five of those. What would they be, such a great number here? What would that be such among such a great number of people here? Brother Junior, but I want you to know, today y'all pray just for a minute of time. And they said, we have nothing to feed them. But there's a little lad here that has those fishes and five loaves. Brother Junior, but I want you to know, he said, bring him or bring him to me. And they brought him to him, Brother Junior, today. And I want you all to pray just for a minute of time. And today, yesterday, Brother Johnny, they brought him to him. And I want you to know, and he told them to sit around. I believe they was in a grassy area, according to the Bible, Brother Fred. Today, y'all pray just for a minute of time. Today, yesterday, I want you to understand. They brought him around, and what did he do? He brought him, bought the food to Jesus, and what did he do? And Brother Junior, he done what, Brother? He began to bless it, did he not? Today, and I want you to understand. And he blessed it, and he had him sit around. Yesterday, Brother Fred, and he sat around and he fed everyone there. How many was they, Brother? Today, there was 5,000 of them, and not even counting the women and children. And today, Brother Junior, yeah, and they wasn't done yet, were they? And were they not, Brother Clemens? And there was something laying around, and was it not, Brother Lonnie? Yeah. I said, don't let none of it go to waste. And what did he do? They ran around and gathered up 12 baskets of fragments today. And I want you to know, everything God touches, Brother, will multiply, Brother. Today, he told him, he said, in my water, in my garden every day, and he watered his garden every day, what will it do? It'll grow. And Brother Toby, just like the five that you baptized last weekend, or weekend before last. Today, God's garden is growing, Brother. Today, I want you to understand, but soon it's going to be over, Brother. But I want you to know, Brother Climber, when he calls him into it, and when he called Brother Paul, I'll be there to hear his voice. I may be sleeping in the grave, Brother John, but I'll hear him when he called. Brother Fred, will I be sleeping? And you'll call my name, and what am I going to do? I'm going to get up in the morning, Brother David. How you know it's going to be morning, Brother Toby? It'll be the start of a brand new day. How long is that day going to last? It's going to go on forever and ever. I'm going to a land where Granny's at and she's sleeping, Brother Junior. I'm going where Dad's at, he's sleeping, Brother Junior. I'm going where your mom is at and she's sleeping. But he said, here's what Paul said about it. I wouldn't have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep. That God will bring them with him, brother. And I want you to know there's going to be a reuniting, Brother Clement, and that's going to take place. And brother, what they're going to reunite with, Brother Toby, and they're going to reunite with a brand new body. And today, oh, brother, oh, what kind of body are we going to have when we get there? Brother Junior, it does not appear what we shall be, but we know when he appears that we'll be like him. Brother Junior, when he comes, Brother Junior, in all of his power and glory, he's going to change me from a natural to a spiritual. Brother Tobe, he's going to take me somewhere. I'm just waiting on my ride, brother. And when my ride comes, Brother Clement, I'm going to get on my ride. And Brother Lloyd, I'm going home today. Oh, Brother Kenny, today, are you waiting for your ride today? I'm waiting for my ride, Brother Junior. And you know what? The captain of that cloud, I know his name, brother. What is his name, Brother Johnny? His name is Jesus. He knows the way, brother. He don't need no GPS to get there. He don't need all the things that he got. There's only one destination, brother, and it's heaven sure, brother. Oh, Brother Toby, how many years have we walked together? How many years have we been around? You know what, buddy? There is no seniority in God's army. Your little daughter, the 16 years old, he thinks just as much of her as he does me and you, Brother Toby. There is no seniority in God's army. There's no captains and no lieutenants anywhere than the captains are. Brother Coy, I'm in God's army, and signed up soon. The battle's going to be over. You know what? I want you to know there's only victory in one thing, brother. Where's the victory at, brother? It's in Jesus. I found victory in Jesus, Brother Paul. I tried my way, Brother John. I went everywhere I could to please God, I thought. And I done all I could do, Brother Monroe. But when I come down to the end of my strength, my righteousness wasn't good enough. Brother Greg, I tried it all. But one day at mile marker 146, Brother Johnny, I give it all to Jesus. And you know what he done, Brother Monroe? Oh, Brother Junior, he come in. He took up his abode in me. And Brother John, and for all these years I've been traveling, Brother John, and for all the things that I've seen, and Brother Dio, I can't compare to what I'm going to see in that morning, Brother Clement. I've never walked on streets of gold, and I've never seen the walls of jasper, and I've never seen the gates of pearl, Brother Clement, but I'm going to that morning. I'm going to see all that God has got for me. And I've got news for you. I'm like Brother Toby. I love you, old regular Babbitt. But I'll tell you what, it ain't only old regular Babbitt that's going to heaven, brother, today, because he said, I'll gather them from the four winds of the earth, brother. And they're, yes, Brother Carl, and I want you to know that I love him. Because why? Because he first loved me. Brother Toby, and some sweet day, you know what? Don't worry, my brother. Cancer has come twice or more. But I want you to know that you'll not die 1 minute early. And my natural brother back here that we plan to take to the water today, I want him to tell you what he's done, Brother Junior. I want him to speak for himself. But I want you to know he's been in another church for several years, and he just ain't been happy, Brother Johnny. But I want you to know that God today, he said, I believe that God has told me to come to the Little Jewel Church, and I want you to know it'll be my pleasure to take him and do what I should do. Brother, today, but I want you to know, Larry, I love you today. And we sat around and talked this morning. Brother Junior, Larry and I had a hard life sometimes, but you know what? Mommy and Daddy was always there, Brother John, and the younger girl, they don't know much about it, but I'll tell you what, more than anything else, Brother Junior, Brother Fred knows it's the truth, and they took us to church, Brother, and Brother Greg, and that had an effect on my life, Brother Johnny, and I want you to know, many at time I run through the church house, but I can tell you what, Brother Toby, when them old sisters begin to shout, I run to the church house to hear what was going on in there. Because, Sister Phyllis, I knew there was a sound coming out of that building, Brother Paul, that drawed me closer and closer. Brother John, you remember that sound, Brother Coy, that drawed you, like Brother Lon, standing on top of the hill on the little bank in front of the Union Church. When that sound began to come, what did Brother Lon do? Even though he was a young boy, he began to run off the hill and go down to where that sound was going on today. But we've never heard a sound like we're going to hear in that morning, Brother Fred. Yes, when we hear that sound, Brother Everett, that said, come home, come home, it's supper time, Brother Deal. I want you to know, Brother Lloyd, sometime when you sing the old family Bible, of how they sit around, and I'll never forget as long as I'm living, Brother Russell, of how my old papa would sit around, and late at night, Brother Junior, we'd play Hully Gully or something. We didn't have much to play with. Somebody may not even know what that is, Brother Toby. But we didn't have much to play with. We'd sit there in front of the old fireplace and turn around and around to stay warm, Brother Fred. But he'd get out the songbook and he'd say, Terry, I'm going to learn you how to sing. Brother Junior, and we'd sit there in front of me, just a little boy. But I never forgot it. How we sat there in front of that old fireplace and sang, Brother Toby. And you know what? He said, you started over. It's wrong. And we started over and we sang again, Brother Lloyd. Today. And sometimes a mamma will come out of the kitchen with tears running down her face, Brother Junior, because the Spirit of God had went all the way from the old room in that old cold kitchen, Brother Toby. And you know what? The Spirit of God ain't got no boundaries, brother. It can penetrate anything. It can penetrate anything. So I thank God for the life that God let me live. Yes, it was hard. Yes, it was hard many a time, Larry. You know what it's like to go pick up the dipper and the bucket be froze. You know what it was like. It was a hard life, Brother Tobe. But you know what? We had love there. And that was the most thing. And most of all, you know what? Like Brother told me one time, old Brother Tom, today old Brother Tom Ratliff, you noticed very well, Brother Paul, his son was real sick, and he wasn't going to make it, didn't look like. And I thought of Friday sometimes, he'd tell me, he said, I'm going to go out to the barn, and when I come back, the boy will be well. The boy will be all right. Guess what, Brother Tobe? Brother Tom went to the barn. Brother Johnny, and when he come back, the fever was gone. Who do you think he went and talked to, Brother Lloyd? Huh? What if you didn't have Jesus in your life today, Brother Junior? How many times you reckon Mommy went out and talked about you and said, my wild boy's out somewhere. But Arnold, he's out somewhere drinking or doing what he did. How many times do you think Mommy prayed for you and Daddy prayed for you? And don't you think that their prayers didn't go unnoticed? They were noticed, brethren. They were noticed. They were received, brethren, today. And I thought sometimes, as Sister Sylvie, some of her family's here today, I remember sitting and listening to Brother Lester sing on the front porch. I remember his voice ringing. And I never forgot that. What's happened to us, people? Where have we got to? Where have we got to? We're ashamed to let people hear us sing, Brother Lonnie.
Right.
Where have we got to, Brother Lloyd? Where have we got to, Brother Toby? Have we left our first love? Brother, shame on us today. I'm not ashamed to declare his name. I'm not ashamed. Sometimes they say turn the volume down. I say turn it up and let it go, brother. I say turn it on up and let it go. That's what I say, Brother Lonnie. And I say today, if God gives you a song in your heart, sing it, Brother Toby. And sing it with everything you've got, brother. Give everything you've got to God. I'm telling you what, if you don't give everything you've got to God, He give the very best He had, Brother Junior. He gave the very best he had, Brother Paul. What was that? It was his only son. And you can't even give him 3 hours of your time in church, but you go watch a 3-hour movie in front of the TV and just go get your pop and rush right back through the commercials. But you can't stay in church for 3 hours. Shame on us. Every one of us are guilty, brethren. Every one of us are guilty. Brethren, I tell you, it's time that we turn back to what we should be doing, brethren. I'm not saying that we have to revert back to going to get a dipper of water and it be frozen in the bucket. I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to go back to that, Brother Lonnie. But I want you to know it's time that Jesus come number one in your life. It's time that you let Him let Him be the moderator of the church. It's time, Brother Johnny, that He let Him be the one that rules our church. Not me, not you, not nobody else. But let Jesus be the ruler of our churches. And it's high time that we stand and stand up for what does say the Word of God, Brother Junior. Somebody said, do you know it all? No, Brother Terry don't know it all. But I do know this, brother. I know that we cannot disagree on the plan of salvation. I know that, brother. If you're here today and you feel that God has saved your soul, I'll tell you the way you got it. You got it by believing and by repenting and by being born again. That is the only way you got it. So today, Brother Terry, I've been here for a long time, Brother John. And I wonder, how long will I be here? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something, Sister Betty. Every dollar that I've spent, every hour that I've given for the cause of Christ, it's been worth every bit of it, Brother Paul.
Amen.
I don't regret 1 minute, Brother Paul, spending time with you. And I don't regret any minute spending time with any sick people. Yes, it's hard sometimes. I went and seen Brother Paul this week. I mean, he's such a good friend of this church, Brother Junior. Mm-hmm. He's such a good member of the church. He said over and he said, if I can get out of here, I'll be at church Sunday. I wish we was all as dedicated as that. I wish we was all as dedicated as Sister Belle Tackett was.
Amen.
You remember that, Brother Junior? Sister Renee Hall? You remember how dedicated they was? Brother George and Sister Flossie? I wish we was as dedicated as that as John. We should be. All we know we're not. Your mama and your papa will come every time the doors is open. Sure, we should take time for our children's stuff, and we do that. But Jesus has to come number one in your life.
Amen.
Or He won't come at all.
Amen.
He will not come at all, Brother John. So I don't know who else is going to come.
Amen.